Hey everyone, welcome to another Hyperspace Broadcast minisode, an episode where, instead of discussing something that aired on Toonami, we discuss something that didn't, but maybe could have.
But in this case, never would. I'm Peter Eby.
I'm Michael Doak. And this week we're covering Download, Song in Loving Homage to Amida Buddha. It's also generally known as Download Demon Circuit or Devil Circuit, because it's based on a novel of the same of the name Demon Circuit by Wataru Nakajima, and this OVA was released and apparently tied into a PC Engine game, which is interesting, though they look to have not a whole lot to do with each other than the common heritage.
Yeah, TurboGrafx-16 in the US.
Yeah, right.
And, it doesn't seem to have anything actually to do with it. It's just like, I guess the same vague theme. And it's like, hey, look, they're on this archive of TG16.com, we found an article that happened to have someone's screen caps of the old PC Engine magazine, and they pointed out here's them showing all these things linking together. It's all based on Demon Circuit, this novel. Great. Is there any other information about it on the internet? I wouldn't know, because this is the least SEO-friendly thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up anime download.
Yeah, or you can do what I did when we first decided to watch this, which was to Google download and then be like, oh, that's not going to work, after searching, and then download anime, that will get closer to what I'm trying to get to. This movie is obscure and weird and has a hard-to-find name. It was directed by Rintaro, who you might recognize as being the director of Dagger of Kamui, which I feel like I have to mention is another random thing we watched, because footage of it was used in a Vaporwave video, to watch it.
Yep. That's right. Yeah, sometimes they'll just, like I mentioned before, Vaporwave videos, they'll have some random anime footage, usually from obscure OVAs or something completely no one knows.
Yeah.
And sometimes I like to search for that old stuff and watch it. And in this case, I watched it and it sucked. And I was like, we'll watch it for the podcast. The main character kind of looks like Tetsuo and his bike.
Sort of. For some reason.
Not really, though.
You decided that this was going to be worth our time. And spoilers, it is not.
It was a big mistake.
So let me just briefly outline the plot of this movie. So it begins with this guy with a cyber helmet downloading a program that is basically a chain email
called Deathmail, yes. D-E-T-H. Cool.
Yeah, and it promises to connect him to the seventh sense if he does what it pleads. And it took me a minute to realize that the seventh sense skips right past the sixth sense.
Yeah.
Fuck the sixth sense. That is nothing.
Yeah, sixth sense is for bitches.
We'll do you one
cool?
better.
Seventh sense. Fuck you.
He goes out into the street still wearing his cyber helmet, and he's all kind of zombied out, and then he gets hit by a truck, which is witnessed by some biker dudes. Cut to a Buddhist monk who is just sleeping in a shrine. This is our main character, whose name I never caught.
Nope. Not worth it either. And he's in a temple. Meanwhile, we see this girl in this other office room, and she looks at a thing and shoots a laser at him to wake him up. And it's like, what? Okay. We later learn that I guess she works for a hospital that's connected to the shrine where he, holds funerary ceremonies and stuff.
Yeah, she works for this shrine as well, I think. This is all kind of irrelevant, because the real thing is that this Buddhist monk is going to this, I guess, strip club, except that there's no nudity, actually. It's just a woman in, very little clothes dancing around.
Almost nothing, to be fair.
Yeah, sure, but still.
In a very stupid strip scene that was, seemed
that
as though
forever.
The entire movie was built around this strip scene.
I will push back a little bit on that, just based on the fact that there is no actual nudity. And I feel if that is the reason this exists, that why wouldn't there be?
But especially in an OVA.
Exactly.
Like they can get by doing the crazy nude stuff, but yeah. No.
But thankfully that doesn't happen. Instead, it's just this long awkward dance, and this guy meets with the dancer afterwards, and they try to go on a date. Except the biker guys stop them, and they say, "Oh, we have business with this woman for some reason." This is eventually resolved when, after about half of the movie has gone by and we've just kind of been exposed to this weird horny monk, like on dates with this this dancer.
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah, over and over. Eventually, it's revealed that actually she's like a secret agent and he is a super hacker, a thing that is not really like the only
Never
hint. The only hint that there is that the girl from the hospital says, like, "Oh, you're good with computers, right?" That's it. Yeah. And then it's just, "Oh, you happen to be that famous super hacker that's really great." Yep, I sure am.
And he happens to have this secret lair that's like this dumb chair he sits down in that turns into a giant, stupid-looking red motorcycle that's a little bit like Kaneda's bike.
It's clearly kind of based off it, but it also has a lot more like parts. So basically,
it's like they glued more shit to it.
Yeah, right. It's like someone bought a model kit of Kaneda's bike and then was like, "You know what? I'm just going to mod this up a little bit," and they weren't very good at it.
Make it my own.
So these two characters are now, you know, going to try to solve the mystery of the death mail. I believe there's some point where the dancer is like, "Oh, I knew I needed your help with the death mail, so I guess I decided to become a stripper in this poor part of the city," which makes like, very little sense.
Yeah, knowing he would come because I guess he's known to be a pervert.
Sure.
Big surprise. That if she went and did a strip show, he'd be there, and then they'd meet, I guess. that's a lot to hedge your bets on as a spy.
Right. So they have to solve the mystery of this death mail, and basically it is being distributed by this corporate fat cat guy who looks like a goblin and who, like, is using this death mail in an attempt to found an empire of himself by killing the weak people by distributing chain emails that kill them or cause them to commit suicide, basically. I am not sure how this plan is supposed to work, because you need a special kind of cyber helmet to even be affected by the thing.
You need the latest cyber helmet that his company produces. Ooh.
Right.
Like as if that's the bait and switch.
Right. Like there's a scene, there's this other like hacker kid who seems kind of superfluous to me, but whatever, he's in there too.
Yeah, it's a brother of the girl
the nurse girl. And he at one point gets the death mail, and there's this dramatic scene where they're like, "Holy shit, this kid got the death mail. We got to go save him.
Get back
before
and save
he kills
him.
Himself. And then it just nothing happened because he, I guess, made his own cyber helmet that isn't compatible with the deathware programming and or the death mail programming. So he's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. All that for fucking absolutely nothing.
Yes. And again, this to me suggests a serious flaw in the plan of the villain, which is that you need a specific type of hardware in order for this to work at all. Whatever. I don't really get that. So this all ends with an assault on the corporate base, which is basically just a big glass skyscraper out in the middle of the desert. Our monk hero rides the aforementioned bike and, you know, smashes through, like,
he pretty much never gets off his bike. He just drives. Yeah. He drives in and drives through.
It's
not done in like a fun way. Like, I've seen that done in like really cool and fun ways where it's like, "Oh my God, like, yeah, they just keep driving. What the fuck?"
Yeah, sure. Like the trailer to Action Jackson where he just drives a car up like a flight of stairs.
That's right.
But it's not like that. There's nothing really that interesting about it. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like very video gamey, where he just has this bike that he's always on, and like he can just drive around these like platformer levels with it and jump even though it doesn't make sense or something. I don't know. There's something about it.
Jumps at the bike.
There's something about it that's really video gamey and like the worst way.
And it's such a non-climax. Like the end is like, oh man, they're all gonna fight, and there's just like a couple helicopters are shooting each other and blowing up, and then he just like jumps his bike into the main room of the skyscraper, and that's it. And it's like, all right.
Yeah. He caught
the bad guy, I guess.
Right. He confronts the villain. And, you know, there's this like little showdown. Again, this man is fully encased inside a big motorcycle, talking to a man in a suit who looks like a goblin, and there are helicopters fighting outside. And then
that's right.
The final awesome line from our hero about this is, in return, I'll download you guys to the great king of hell. And then he kind of drives away as a helicopter just crashes through the window and kills the bad guy. Like,
it just happens to.
Exactly. Nothing the hero did caused this to happen. He didn't even
like hack it or anything. He just was like, nope. Oh, look, that's happening, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, he just took advantage of this thing. So now the villain's dead. And then the like spy girl gets away with chip or something, some memory card that has data on it. But the guy always suspected that was going to be a thing. So it's a data chip with a bunch of like porn or something. I don't even remember. No, it's just nothing.
No, it said viruses. It just got that kid's virus. It's like little
chomping
heads. Oh,
yeah, right. So yeah, the kid swapped it with like a virus infected chip. Everyone laughs, and then freeze frame and credits. And there we go. That's the end.
That's it. Yeah.
So, yeah, this was really bizarre. And I spent pretty much the entire movie just being, like, baffled by it.
Baffled and annoyed. Like,
it's so
also
weird.
Just never entertaining enough. It's just, like, pretty boring. Like, there isn't, like, that much in the way of, like, a cool characterization of, like, the city or the characters or the world. Like,
yeah,
it's
right.
Vaguely takes place at some point in the future,
yeah,
I guess.
It's sort of cyberpunk, but they don't really do a whole lot with
the
that.
The only thing
other
cyberpunk
than having,
is there are
like,
helmets.
Yeah, there's the VR helmets and then, like, having this big city where everything's skyscrapers. But you never really see that. Like, you don't...
Yeah.
The world building is not great. And
there's no other technology, honestly. There's no other high technology besides stupid cyber helmets. And that's
right.
It.
Yeah.
That is it. Otherwise, it's just like, it's not like a cool mech or something.
I mean, there's so many options of things that there could be that would be like more high tech that would suggest that this is some kind of
like
cyberpunk
design.
World, but there really isn't.
Super helicopters instead of like just a usual Apache helicopter just kind of shooting at people.
So, I mean, I think the main thing about this that really like confused me and just blew my mind and made me hate this movie more and more as we were watching it. OVA, not movie, really. It's 47 minutes long. I feel like they really do not lay groundwork for this monk character to be a super hacker
at any point
until it's like, you're that super hacker, right? Yep, sure am. Okay.
It really feels random or like he's an imposter, like he's just lying to get his way in.
Yeah, it's like if the Matrix, like the entire first part of the Matrix where Neo hasn't been contacted by anyone, instead of like being established as a hacker by selling stuff to people and like, you know, having all these computers and bullshit, you know, standard, like, this guy's a hacker movie language.
Instead he just goes to a coffee shop.
Yeah, right, exactly, without a computer. He just like goes to a coffee shop and like reads a book. And then eventually someone just comes up to him and it's like, oh, you're that super hacker, right? Yeah, I guess I am. Great. What the fuck? How could you not? Ugh. And I think, to be fair, that knowing now that this is supposedly based on a novel, I get more why it feels so disjointed, because adapting a novel into a 90-minute screenplay is a task that's pretty difficult. I can't even imagine trying to do that for something that's 47 minutes long.
Like, I have to imagine it's loosely based at best on the novel, but I wouldn't know. I don't think anyone has access to this fucking novel unless you live near a used bookstore in Japan.
I mean, yeah, that's the other thing is that, I mean, admittedly, I didn't do a super deep dive Google search, but Googling Wataru Nakajima turns up a lot of Facebook profiles and LinkedIn profiles. There does not seem to be a Wikipedia page in English. And even, you know, Googling that name with the name of the novel turns up almost nothing. So,
and look, you got to be honest here too. This movie is not worth that much search.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not good. It's terrible.
It sucks ass, and it's just like, no, like, oh god,
it's just one of the.
I felt
most...
so bad for suggesting it. I still feel bad for suggesting
it. It's just one of the most bizarre things I've ever experienced. Just in the sense that, like, everything about it feels so disjointed. Like the whole beginning is this weird, very broad comedy that's not particularly funny, but I like see what they're going for. And then it just isn't anymore in the last half. It's just kind of like a cool action thing. The main character is just nothing. I don't know. Like, it's just,
yeah, he has no fucking motivation or past.
He's just like, oh yeah, I guess I'm a hacker. I know I'm really digging the hole on that, but Jesus, like, I don't understand how that happened.
Dude, download, right?
Yeah.
More like a load down in my pants. This
wow, good
sucks.
One. Some real AVGN stuff there.
Yeah, really going for the fences here.
Yeah, I don't know. This is not worth your time, but it is all on YouTube. So if you have like 40 minutes to kill, I guess you could watch it, or you could just like stare at a wall for the same amount of time and probably come off better for it.
There are better 40-minute OVAs out there.
Oh, certainly.
Like, you know, Writing Bean, that's really good.
Sure.
Maybe we'll watch that someday.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Like, man, it's, you know, whatever. They can't all be good.
Yeah, right. And I feel a little bad for just digging up this thing that seems pretty obscure and that no one cares about, just to be like, man, this sucks. Like, of course, no one remembers it. That usually isn't a good sign. But
I don't know if that's punching down for us, though. I think it's a lateral punch. Probably a punch up, honestly.
Yeah, the punching laterally, I think, is giving ourselves a little too much credit. But I do like that idea. Yeah, so this was a thing, and it wasn't very good, and we're going to move on.
Yeah, let's watch some Batman.
Get back to us next week. We're going to be watching Batman, the animated series, / Batman, the new Batman Adventures, finishing up that whole romp, and I'm excited because I really like that show. So until then, I'm Michael Doak.
And I'm Peter Eby.
And check us out next week for Batman.